Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
What? That's the song that won't end. It said it was over. It said on the thing.
That it was done.
Yeah, I heard it. It was done. It was the song that won't end. Great.
They added that at the end. That's not, sure, that's not your fault.
It's bonus. It's bonus Ellie Goulding. Hey, so apparently we're going to get what passes for winter around here this week. From what I understand, rainy all week long, starting today, like this afternoon.
Yes.
So just get ready for it.
I'm that's excited. All.
Do you care?
I don't care.
Oh.
No, I care mainly because people here freak out when the rain comes. They don't know how to drive and everything. So that's my biggest concern out of all of it. And then I'm a terrible driver to begin with, let alone having paranoid people around me. It's going to make me more paranoid.
Say, does this make you better or worse?
Oh, worse.
Do you get in your own head?
Yeah. I won't drive place. I will intentionally like Postmates food to my house and not go out because I'm terrified of driving in the rain here. Not for my lack of good driving, but for the fact that everyone else is a terrible driver in the rain.
Little Jess, you excited about rain?
I'm excited, but yes, it does give me anxiety when I'm on the road.
Right, and you have a kid, too. So you have a kid in the car, so you're worried for them.
Well,
and
don't ramp it up. You're giving her all the more reasons why to be even more worried. It's Monday. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Actually, I was kind of, that took a weird turn because I was like, hey, it's going to rain. I thought everybody gets excited when it rains. Think that you
are. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
I heard an interesting thing over the weekend that I kind of go along with a little bit. Is the Super Bowl halftime show done? Is the idea of Super Bowl halftime show as like the massive cultural event, is it done?
It's a very... Yeah, I think it's kind of outplayed a little bit. Have you ever thought about festivals and certain festivals that get there and you're like the Coachella lineup? I think Coachella's done along the same lines. Like, nothing against Maroon 5. It's just, big boy.
I'm not even. Maroon 5's huge act.
Amazing, yeah.
Huge act, and everybody knows Maroon 5. If you don't know Maroon 5's music, which is kind of hard to avoid because it's on multiple formats, it crosses a lot of genre lines, that kind of thing. If you don't know Maroon 5 because of Maroon 5, you know Adam Levine from The Voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's just what that is. I'm not knocking Travis Scott. I like Travis Scott. I understand the value of Travis Scott. It's a reach for me. For the Super Bowl halftime show. That's a reach for me. Travis Scott is a star. Is he that big of a star?
Is he Super Bowl star?
Like, is he Super Bowl star? There's going to be out of the 80 million people that are watching the Super Bowl, there's going to be a solid, I got to believe out of those 80 million people watching the Super Bowl, there's going to be a solid 55 million people at halftime that are going to be asking their 14-year-old who Travis Scott is.
No, it'll be my dad. No joke, my dad will assume because Travis Scott, it's just kind of a generic name if you really think about it. Two first names. My dad's going to assume it's a country artist, I guarantee you. Like some country artist he's never heard of before.
Travis Scott totally sounds like a country artist.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, so nothing against Travis Scott. I just don't think that he has the list built up, I guess. I get the songs built up that are like hits.
And by the way, I'm not worried about offending Travis Scott. He's not listening.
You know, I always thought that
you think.
I always thought that the Super Bowl halftime show had to do with the biggest artists of that year, like finishing 2018.
In theory,
I don't know how Maroon 5 got in there.
Well, they had big hits.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say top of the list as of 2018.
Really?
Yeah, I would have thought maybe
Girls Like You may have been the biggest song of the year.
But it's not like it was hit after hit after hit of that year.
Well, what did Travis Scott do?
True, but
what did Big Boy do?
Big Boy thing throws
well,
me. That's
you
the
know
thing.
Why they put them in. But there.
Travis Scott had a huge touring year.
Hold on, let's address this really quick. But Maroon 5 is still a huge,
huge name. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, huge group. And that's not been the way it's been. I mean, when U2 played the Super Bowl halftime, it wasn't because they had big hits.
True.
When Katy Perry played Super Bowl halftime.
Who wasn't that played with Britney and like NSYNC and all them back in 2000?
Aerosmith.
Yeah. So Aerosmith is another example. Yeah, you just have to have a good base of songs that people
know you.
Yeah.
You're a huge star.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, it's not a reward for, it's not an award show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But my only thing was Travis Scott. Yeah, okay, Super Bowl. Yeah, you're the cool mom. You know, okay, I'm not like the other moms. I'm the cool mom. We got Travis Scott. And I get it. The Atlanta thing, big boy, good for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah, my wife totally didn't get it.
There was a huge...
Like, no, he's in Atlanta.
There was a huge stink about it, too, that they wanted an Atlanta artist, right? That's the reason?
No, Atlanta people wanted an Atlanta artist.
Yeah.
And in the age of social media where we're outraged about everything, I just, anymore, if you're mad on social media, I've gone back to the whole, say it to my face.
True.
Whatever. Much love. And I appreciate it, but you know what? Get out of your mom's basement. Put your phone down. Put some pants on.
Sure.
Come out in the world. Interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be, you know what? There's going to be an internet outrage about everything. There's going to be a protest about everything. Wow, this is not... I'm really feeling positive today. I want you to know.
Fantastic.
I really do. No,
we're
I feel
getting
really
out
good
the
about
negative.
It.
So.
I feel really good about everything. We do have a huge concert announcement that I doubt that there will be any internet outrage, although there's been internet leakage already.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And friendly fire from within our own building. Somebody did not pay attention at the meeting.
Yep.
They were at the meeting.
Uh-huh.
They were even at the meeting and was told to check your emails.
And then they read half of an email and decided to tweet.
Exactly.
But there's a concert announcement that you may or may not know about coming up this morning at 7.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Halfway through January already.
Hard to believe.
And amazingly enough, like pretty much everybody's been back from the holidays just for a week. You know what I'm saying? But doesn't it seem like it's been forever?
Yeah.
Already? Already, you see people going. I talked to some folks over the weekend, and they were like, "I can't wait for MLK weekend. I need a break." I'm like, "Have you not just been back at work for like 4 days?
Yeah,
like, for real.
A bunch of my friends that are currently in school. They're all super pumped for MLK weekend. I go, why? You don't start school until like the 22nd anyway, or like the 23rd or something like that. I was like, you don't have school right now. Like, why are you so
like
pumped?
Like people in college?
Yeah. It's very funny to me. It's not like you have anything going on.
Kayla's excited about it because it is her birthday week.
Yes. Yeah. Big 3-0.
Kayla's taking Friday off, so we're all taking Friday off.
Is that selfish of me to do that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
But, okay.
Yeah. But I'm joining with you, so okay. Whatever. Why not?
I just wanted to, on my birthday, on my 30th birthday, be, and trying to explain this to our HR director, she's like, you guys just took some time off. What are you taking off again? Well, it's my birthday.
Yeah,
and I just
she's
want,
an adult.
I know. That's why she's... I want to, on my birthday, just wake up. I'll still wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's fine. But I just the idea that I get to sleep and wake up whenever I wake up is amazing on my birthday.
I was raised different than that, though. Okay. My mom didn't. Both my mom and my dad were really hard workers, and it was like, yes, we'll celebrate, but we might not celebrate today. There might be other things to do. The world does not stop just because it's. I mean, and I'm not trying to put that on you. I'm just saying they would tell me, they would go, the world does not stop because it's your birthday. Nobody's throwing a parade.
No.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was like, all right, you still got to get after it. Yes, we'll celebrate. But guess what? It's your birthday. You do what you want.
Exactly.
You got vacation days. You do what you want.
Bingo. That was my whole thing. I got vacation days. I'll do what I please.
That's right. If you want to take one and celebrate your birthday, then do it.
Exactly.
That's cool. Who cares if you're letting the entire show down?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Well,
Spence is already gone, so it's fine.
Spence was already gone. You're taking it off, and I went, why not then?
Yeah.
Instead of just sitting in here rattling around, we'll do a show that you won't even realize isn't live unless you recall that from today, and it'll be all good.
Yeah.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Kayla?
We had to redo my closet, which ended up being fun because Buddy and I bonded.
Hold up, though. How is this the best part?
Because Buddy and I got the weekend to just bond. We worked on the closet together, and we were like, this was his duty, this was my duty kind of thing. So it was a lot of fun just being able to spend time with
him. So the backstory, little Jess, is that like 2 months ago,
no, this is right when I moved into the house. So this was May of last year.
I've got to go back in the text. You didn't redo that closet then. This has not been since then. I'm telling you, it was later than that that you put up the stuff in your closet.
Yeah.
That you were worried wasn't gonna last. You were worried it was gonna fall down.
Yeah.
Well, it finally fell down.
Yeah, it did.
Nice.
So, and I realized where I went wrong when I was at the store. They have like the generic little like pop it in and lock it in kind of like mechanisms for the racks.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I can do that. That's perfect. I can do that. And then, it all started falling down.
But it's all in whether you actually screwed the screws into a stud.
That's the problem.
And if you didn't do that, then yeah, it's going to pull out of the drywall. Did you put drywall anchors in?
We did. We started. We actually, this time we went through and we re-anchored everything.
Did you put drywall anchors in?
No, I didn't.
So not to get in your business, but to get in your business, do you and Buddy work well together on projects like that?
Actually. I was a little worried because I'm a control freak when it comes to like maintenance around the house like that. Like, I'm like, this is the way we're going to do it. Just do it this way. But we work really, really well together. Like, we'll go clean up our front yard and blow out all this, and he knows that like my job is to sweep everything up, and he blows out everything like the leaves and all that stuff to the street, and then we sweep it all up. And we work really well when it comes to maintenance chores. Like,
good, because it's interesting watching other couples. My parents, to be truthful.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my goodness,
they don't do well together.
In my mind, I'm like, Mom, chill out. And then my stepdad will go in, and I'm like, oh man, you shouldn't have said that. It's quite interesting.
But you know what the dynamic is with these two?
No, what is it?
Kayla tells him what to do. That's it.
Oh well, Kayla tells him what to do. That's good.
I try to steer him in the right direction. Like,
right, you tell him what to do.
Necessarily tell him.
And if he knows what's good for him,
he'll do it.
He just does it. Because it's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll get what the absolute best part of your weekend was on the first pick coming up in just a minute.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Back in the Midwest, they had snowmageddon over the weekend. We're getting rain again all weekend or all week long, starting this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Kayla says she's going to lock herself in her house.
I do love rainy days anyway at the house. So.
But it scares her to be out on the roads. She thinks you guys are all bad drivers. But now, to qualify that, you
I'm a terrible driver.
In the best of conditions. Kayla, it's funny, whenever it's windy, Kayla will come in and go, I almost drove off the road.
It's true.
Why? Because the wind blew. Okay.
You know, a sharp gust of wind in this town, man, it pushes me, and then I become super nervous. So I get to the far right hand lane and I slow down to like 55 and I'm like, oh God, no.
Okay.
It's so sad. I know.
Lil Jess, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
At Sugar Factory with my son, they have a drink called Ocean Blue that has gummy sharks in it. So as the lady pours it in, we're singing Baby Shark, do 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 do, Baby Shark.
Right on. Mandy, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Hi. This is where you tell
Good
us
morning.
What the best. Hi, Mandy. Can you tell us what the best part of your weekend was?
Yes, my son is now a Marine. He was out in training for 17 weeks, and we finally got to pick him up for his 10-day leave, and then he's off again for more training.
Is that still like it was in junior high, though? Like, if you're showing up to boot camp, and now he's all man style, and he's, you know, he's Marine, he's tough guy and all that, and Mommy comes to pick you up from boot camp, is he like, Mom, or is like everybody's parents there?
No, I mean, everybody's parents. We were the worst. We painted our vehicles.
That's fun.
We made sure we embarrassed him, but yeah, he went away a boy, and he definitely came back a man. Like, whoa, difference.
Wow.
Bravo.
Good for him. Congratulations. That's nice. Bubba, what was the episode? Where have you been, Bubba?
Where have you been? They change my schedule on me all the time. Messing with my morning radio.
We're glad to have you here right now. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I know all the big names. And Saturday night, I took my wife off on her birthday to a pretty nice restaurant. And I pointed out to the table next to us that Jason Giambi was sitting there with his wife. And she had no idea who he was, but a little bit later she had had a few drinks. And she ran into him in the bathroom and took her picture with him and told him how big of a fan I was.
Which one of them was in the wrong bathroom?
Well, they caught each other on the outside of the
men and women. I was like, hold up now. This story's getting better. This story's getting better all the time.
She took her picture with him and told him how big of a fan I was, which I'm not a huge fan, but, you know, he's a celebrity. He's a big baseball player.
Sure.
Right after he comes back out of the bathroom, he comes up to our table and introduces himself and shakes my hand and takes his picture with me. And then after he had left for dinner, the server brought out a piece of cake and said, this is from Mr. Giambi.
Aww,
he's the best of guys. He used to come to Toy Drive all the time, and I used to look forward to it just to see him because he really is a good dude.
He was the nicest guy.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I didn't even know he was still in town.
Neither did I.
That's cool. That's cool. A brush with greatness. I love this. So, Lori, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, my son has been wrestling every weekend since October, and he consistently gets second place. But this weekend, he finally got his first place.
Finally, got the gold medal. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great stuff. Who was more excited, you or him?
I was.
Yeah, you probably figured as much. And Deanna and Wayne and everybody else, hang out on the phone. You're in for the prizes as well. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Major concert announcement. How about this, would you say this concert announcement, we all know, everybody in the room knows who the announcement's about, would you say that this person is bigger than the Super Bowl halftime show people? Would you not say that this person should probably be doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
I'd say
absolutely.
So. I'd say so.
Yep.
If it was Maroon 5 and who we are about to announce at 7 o'clock, that would be huge.
Yes.
Right?
That would be huge.
Travis Scott huge? Okay, Travis Scott big.
Yeah.
Big boy. What I wish, and I said this last night, so if you didn't hear, they finally made it official, that it's Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy, formerly from Outkast, which, and my wife even said, Big Boy? And I said, Outkast. And then she still looked at me. Huh? Like she didn't get why. Like why? Just, and she's like, why isn't it just Outkast?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because it's not her. And that was the thing, because they split. That would have been cool.
Full Outkast. Yeah, that would be awesome.
And by the way, if Andre 3000 comes out on stage with Big Boy and there is an Outkast reunion, that's awesome. But not as awesome as if they would tell you that ahead of time. See what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times that's cool. Like, if Andre comes out there and there's an Outkast reunion.
Yes.
In the middle of the Super Bowl halftime. That's great. Mm-hmm. But I think they've missed an opportunity.
To tease it forward to, like, let people know?
Yeah, to go, look, this is, you wanted Atlanta?
Interesting.
You're getting Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an Outkast reunion. I'd watch that. I'll watch it to see. I'll side-eye it. Because I'm a big boy by himself, whatever.
But in all fairness, last year I was so excited with the idea that possibly NSYNC might show up at the Super Bowl halftime show. I was just like, please, please.
Last year was Justin, right?
Yeah. And the idea, even though he continued to say NSYNC is not going to come out and perform, I'm like, there's still hope, though.
Right.
There's still hope.
And we hoped.
Yeah.
But had they told you ahead of time NSYNC is performing, you would have been locked in.
That is true.
You would have been totally locked in. So the only reason that they won't tell you is because they're not doing it. Because they're just not doing it. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. I'm just like. The question that I raised earlier, is the Super Bowl halftime show dead? I find myself caring less and less.
I think with all the headaches that they've gone through this year, it's given me kind of a headache to even follow. Is Maroon 5 locked in? Are they not locked in?
Justin was happening. Really good last year, though.
Yeah.
Who was 2 years ago?
Gaga. And 3 years was Beyonce.
How long ago was Katy Perry?
Four.
So I guess that, well, I guess maybe they've been good. Maybe they've been good. Maybe I'm just not, maybe I'm not feeling it.
No, it happens. I get it.
It happens. A major concert announcement that may be bigger than the Super Bowl halftime show coming up at 7 o'clock. Also, Big Fat Bribe, first code word of the day coming up right about 7:30. We decided, you know what? Jokes don't only have to be on Friday.
No!
And I said, look, I come up with a name for this thing. On Friday, it's Kayla's Super Fantastic Happy Time, greatest joke ever of the week. Seemed like a little cumbersome. And this morning it hit me. Here's the name of the bit. You ready?
Okay.
Hey, Kayla, you got a joke?
I do. Chet, do you know why you shouldn't buy Velcro anymore?
Why shouldn't you buy Velcro anymore?
It's a total ripoff.
That's all right.
Oh, really? That's funny.
To be honest, I don't know that anybody asked you. Little
oh. Hey, don't miss a minute of the Chet Buchanan Show. Here's what's next.
I didn't know we were voting on it. Kayla's telling the joke.
Look, it's a Monday. You got to come with a bang.
I thought I brought it. Apparently, Little Just yeah, World, I didn't bring it.
Who made you the judge of the jokes? Wait, somebody's feeling themselves a little bit. You know why? Yeah, you know why? Because this one over here has been posting motivational. She's New Year, New Me girl.
I gotcha.
And it's been a constant stream on her socials of motivational sayings and female empowerment.
Is there something about like positivity in there? Because you got to look at these jokes with like a positive attitude,
right? But focusing on the others. Did you join a march this weekend? Did you do any of that? Because I know you did all the idea. I know you did all the rest of it. You had a yoga class. You had a spin class. You wrote female. You wore T-shirts with motivational sayings on them. You had a pen and ink drawing of yourself commissioned.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm just, you know, was there a march involved as
no,
well?
There's not
no,
a march.
That's next weekend.
Sorry. Well, it's
I'm trying to fit it in.
Incomplete weekend.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
So a friend of ours hit kind of the dating lottery, although it really is the truth. Anything that seems like it's too good to be true, but just
there's
might
always
be.
Something, yeah.
Well, yeah, and especially online dating, because all right, here's the deal. She's had a rough road. Like she's a good person who dates bad guys.
Okay.
So this time she thinks she's kind of hit the lottery. It's a guy that's her type, and he's attractive, and he actually looks like his dating profile.
Oh, shocking.
They go out on a date. She meets him, you know, and again, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's actually the guy that was in the picture. They didn't talk on the phone. They just texted.
Okay.
Emailed and texted. Then, hey, let's meet up. And apparently he has a, as she calls it, a feminine voice.
Oh.
And she doesn't know if she can get past it. If everything else is great, she's like, again, super hot, really nice. Actually looked like the guy in the picture.
And not a picture from 20 years ago, like probably pretty current. So
actually looked like the guy in the picture.
Uh-huh.
Feminine voice. Is that something? I told her, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. That's probably more hard to get past, harder to get past than a lot of other things.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if you don't like their hair, I'm trying to think of something that would be troublesome, but you can get past it. You know what I mean? A third nipple, you know, or whatever, you know, or whatever. I don't know, but I don't, honestly, I think if you're not okay with it now, I think you give it one more date, and then you find out if it's still bugging you, then you got to get out.
And see, I find it interesting that you would put that much value in this guy's. If he's the total package, and it just happens to be that his voice happens to be in a higher octave.
She said feminine, and that says a lot more to me than that.
Interesting.
Than him being a high talker.
Well, like
By the way, Kayla was worried about doing this bit earlier, and I'm a full disclosure, and this is why she tried to steer me out of saying feminine. She tried to steer me away and go higher octave because she thought we would be offending gays, and this has zero to do with that. Zero to do with that. It's just that the way he talks is of concern for her because he's a feminine voice.
He has a feminine voice.
I don't think that's just what that is.
Okay.
If you're offended by that, I don't know how to help you either. Because we didn't say it, she said it. Whatever.
So I look at it this way. If Victoria Beckham can get over her husband's high feminine.
He doesn't have a feminine voice.
He does. They've been accused of that for years. That he's been accused of having a very feminine tone.
But what do you think he does?
Yes, I do.
I don't hear it. He has a soft voice. And it's not bassy, but he doesn't. It's not feminine.
And maybe that's where I'm mixing up the two because to me he has no bass in his voice at all. Feminine. So okay,
I see, and I don't want to embarrass anybody. There's a couple of different people that you know that I could. Well, I mentioned one of them the other day. Somebody we work with has a feminine voice, and I get it. I get why that could be. A problem for her. Anyway, is this something that you can get past? That's the question. If everything else is good, can you get, is this something that you can get used to and get past? If it's bothering her now, or is she just too picky? Is she a problem child? And if there's a guy that calls and says, people say I have a feminine voice, and this is what I do about it. Put them to the front of the line.
Gotcha.
702-364-9898. We'll get you on the radio really quick. And then we'll head straight towards that big concert announcement. And even bigger than the concert announcement is the tickets that you can have for free.
Yeah.
All coming up next.
Get up! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Pretty major concert announcement. First shot of tickets coming up in just till like 3 seconds. I want to wrap this up first.
Okay.
A friend of ours who's she's had a rough ride dating.
Yeah.
Finally found a guy that she was super interested in. Seemed really nice when they were texting back and forth. Did not have a phone conversation with him. Agreed. Is that normal too? Do you make sure that you have a phone conversation first, little Jess?
Yeah.
Like you want to talk to him before you go out on a date.
For
with
sure.
Them
yeah, definitely.
Right. To get like, okay, yeah, good. Okay. So that may have been where she, you know, made a little bit of a slip up there, but everything seemed to be great. Super hot. Really nice. Looked like the guy in the picture.
Checks all the boxes to me.
Shows up and he has a feminine. She said he had a feminine voice. And she was worried that she's not able to get past that. Kayla said David Beckham, and I'm like, David Beckham, really?
I know, I heard that the other day, and I've definitely not been contacted. I'm definitely not, obviously, up for doing something like that.
He's been accused for years of having a feminine voice, but you brought up a really good point.
Accusations.
That he doesn't have...
He's been said to have a voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that anyone's accusing, you know.
But you brought up a really good point that he just doesn't have a lot of bass to his voice, so that's a good point there.
I think if you're David Beckham, you can get away with a lot of things.
It is true.
I think if you're David Beckham, there's a lot of things that can be overlooked. I think if you're having a problem with it now, go out on one more date, maybe two, but don't string this guy along.
Cut it off now.
But if it's bugging you, it's bugging you.
Oh, I see.
How many dates do you give a guy if he's a bad kisser?
Oh, God, I'd probably cut it off that night.
See? How many dates do you give a guy if he's a bad
None.
Kisser?
I told you about the guy who kisses.
But you've already been on one. I mean, you went on one, so you get one.
Yeah, I ghost him if it was a bad kisser.
See? So what's the difference here?
I don't know. I guess it just to me feels like so much more shallow, but you're totally right. Like, you like what you like. If I were this girl, I would just be like, no, we're done. You can't lead him on.
What if you went out with a guy and he checks all the boxes and everything is great, but he smells funny? He doesn't smell bad. He just smells funny.
Well, hygiene's important. So, yeah. Right, you're
but
done.
It's not bad hygiene. It's just that he smells funny. Like his soap is weird or whatever. You know what I mean? It's not that he stinks. Because you know what I mean? Like, stuff can smell funny and it doesn't stink.
That's true.
Yeah, someone might buy the wrong perfume for their own natural scent.
It's right for them, but it's wrong for you.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is you. It's not them.
You're totally right. If you like what you like, then... But she shouldn't... If she knows in her heart that this is the kind of guy I like and I want him to have this sound in his voice, then she can't go out on another date with him. I say she's got to pull the cord
now.
I wouldn't even give it another second or third date. Oh, man. I feel so bad for this guy because he sounds amazing. But
you wouldn't even go one more date?
I wouldn't. Because then it feels like a lie. Like, you're literally just getting through the date to get through the date.
But don't you... Well, okay. But if you're not sure, obviously she's not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you go back and you taste it again? If you made a dessert and you went, I don't know if I like, this or not. Don't you have one more taste?
You would think, but no, I won't. I won't do it. Honestly.
I agree with going back on another date to see if maybe she can actually put up with it, like live with it. If not, then after that
Then get out. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited. Ariana Grande is coming back to town. Now, she was supposed to be here for, admittedly, a radio.com show. It was our show.
Yes.
At the Cosmopolitan. She got bronchitis, couldn't do it. So they have it's not a reschedule.
No.
It's just totally different. May 11th at T-Mobile Arena, Ariana Grande is coming to town. Tickets go on sale it's Friday the 18th already. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. We have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets right now.
Hells yeah.
You want to see Ariana Grande? It's not a make good. It's not a reschedule.
Nothing like that, no.
It's just a...
Her tour.
Sweet.
Yeah. And, it's not the Sweetener Tour.
And we're... Huh?
This is her Sweetener Tour. It's completely separate from that event.
That's what it's called, the Sweetener Tour?
Yeah, that's her album that she dropped. Sweetener. So then this is tour that goes along with it. So
you know what's funny? Because I don't buy albums anymore. I don't care what the album's called.
Anyway, isn't that funny? I was the same way. Doesn't matter.
I was like, that's what it's really called, the Sweetener Tour? And you're like, yeah. And like that half second back and forth, I'm like, well, that's weird. It's the album. So May 11th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale on Friday. If you want yours right now, 702-364-9898. Win them before you can buy them. The very first pair of Ariana Grande tickets for you right now.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
90.5. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Online, on the app. Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
Hey, this is a pretty good way to start the week. Finding out that Ariana Grande is coming to T-Mobile Arena May 11th. The tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And then, if you are Alejandra Costa, finding out that you just won tickets.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you didn't really think we were going to put you on hold that long for nothing, right?
Yeah, but...
But you never know.
Exactly.
But you never know.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yay!
Congratulations. Have a great day and have a great week.
Get up. Come on in. Let's go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
today. Now, if you're riding a city bus and you're just cruising down the street and all of a sudden the driver stops the bus, gets out, and starts running, I don't know what I would think.
I'm freaking out a little bit.
I might think I need to get out and run too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty much the way it went down for this bus driver in Milwaukee. She's in the middle of her shift last month. She saw a toddler walking on an overpass alone.
Oh no.
Didn't really feel like she had time to tell everybody what was up. As soon as she saw, by the way, the little girl was in a onesie in her bare feet, and it was 28 degrees the day that it happened.
Oh, my goodness.
So as soon as she saw her, she stopped the bus, jumped out, ran across the street, grabbed the kid, and there was nobody else around. I mean, it was obvious the kid was alone. Grabbed the kid, brought her back to the bus. Another passenger saw what was going on, brought a coat up to the front of the bus to help warm her up. They all waited there until cops showed up. This kid, who they don't really know, I didn't see how old she was, but again, toddler. And old enough to walk.
Yeah.
The kid ended up falling asleep in the bus driver's arms.
Oh.
Apparently, the kid's mom has some mental health issues, and the dad thinks that mom left her outside while they were at church and the baby just wandered off. So last Thursday, the city of Milwaukee gave the bus driver an award for stepping up to help. And that's how everybody found out about the story and called her actions humanity at its best. And we agree. And that's just,
that's incredible.
You know,
yes.
I dig it when people just, you know what? Don't think, just do it.
Yeah.
Get it done. Do the right thing. And that is your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not lying. I'm impressed by this. I mean, it's one thing to get banned from Walmart, which you've got to probably go a fairly long way.
Yeah. Work hard at that one.
Saw a guy on live PD a few weeks ago getting thrown out of the Walmart up in Pahrump. Did you know? Did you watch Live PD?
No.
Watch it. You don't?
What was it? What was he doing?
Live PD is a show on A&E where they go around the country, like seven different police departments, and you follow the cops while they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
And they don't just, you know, show them just riding around. You know, they go to where the action is.
Oh.
And follow along. And one of the police departments featured on Live PD is the Nye County Sheriff's Department. So it's all the excitement that is Pahrump. And, it's exactly what, when they go to Nye County, it's exactly what you think it might be. I mean, if you were to guess. And I know, and I haven't been to Pahrump in a minute, but I know it's not all that. You know what I mean? It's not all of what you see. There are better parts of Pahrump.
What was that guy doing at the Walmart in Pahrump that got him on Live PD?
I would love to tell you. I'll put it to you this way. He was super drunk.
Okay.
He was somewhat elderly. He was super drunk and his pants were around his ankles. and he was wedged between, I believe, a soda machine and some shopping carts.
Oh.
And it wasn't that. It wasn't sexual.
Oh, okay.
But he
is that wrong? That's where my brain went. I'm like, oh no, gross.
No, I get it. It's just as bad. He was leaving something behind.
Oh my.
Got it. Yeah, if you walk like 30 feet into the store, there's the facility.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah. And he tried to say that wasn't what he was doing, and they're like, we're watching you, sir. but that's got nothing on this. I'm honestly impressed by this. A woman in Texas, just outside of Wichita Falls, which I'm thinking might have been a place where we stopped when we were going for Hurricane Harvey relief.
Yeah.
Well, no, we were, well, the place where we stopped is like 10 miles outside of Wichita Falls. So this could have been, I can't think of the name of the place. Spence got that hat with the cowboy boots.
Jolly.
Could have been in Jolly, Texas. I don't know. We might have to investigate further. But a woman in Texas has been banned from the Walmart after they caught her riding around the store's parking lot in one of those electric carts, drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
Oh, that's impressive.
Use what you got.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Wine out of a Pringles can. Here's what's awesome. This was at 9 in the morning on Friday. That's when they finally called the cops. Of course, the call was about a suspicious woman in the parking lot of the Walmart in Wichita Falls who had apparently been drunkenly joyriding since 6:30 in the morning. This is 2.5 hours later, people, of Pringles can wine drinking and doing, you know, I mean, I guess the next best thing to donuts in the parking lot.
But with an electric scooter.
One of them carts.
The thing is, those things don't move very
fast. Well, yeah, that's why I said the next best thing to donuts. Yeah, that's.
Oh, funny.
Police later located this woman at a nearby restaurant and at the request of store employees informed her that Walmart has banned her from the premises. I suppose there's probably, I mean, what are you going to charge her with? I mean, really, what are you going to charge her with? Disorderly? Maybe.
Yeah. Drunk in public? Yeah,
maybe. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
All of that. But probably not worth the time and the paperwork. Just Walmart 86s her.
I just love that the manager was so intimidated by this woman out in the parking lot that they didn't want to approach her. Instead, they called the cops.
That's hilarious. No, that's Walmart policy. You're not going out there.
You don't go out to the woman.
You never know.
You're not going out there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to. I don't think that's the manager intimidated. I think that's just straight up policy. I can't figure out why they let this go on for 2.5 hours. Maybe, you know what? Maybe just for the entertainment. Did she stop yet? Nope, not yet. Did she stop yet? Nope. Not yet. Oh, hell, we probably ought to call the cops.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know if you heard the announcement earlier this morning, but oh my goodness, Ariana Grande's coming to town. We have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets. Ari's coming back May 11th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. We have more tickets probably tomorrow. I'm just saying tomorrow morning.
Okay.
They gave us a pair. They gave us a pair right out of the chute to give away at 7 o'clock this morning when we made the announcement. But there are more tickets out there. This much I know. There are more tickets out there. And I would continue listening to 98.5 KLUC. In a related story, Pete Davidson on stage this weekend doing stand-up comedy set addressing the rumors. We don't need to explain. I think we all know the rumors. The rumor of the things that Ari said about Pete.
Yes.
And how he has been blessed. Well, I didn't mean you guys couldn't say anything.
Oh, no.
Just, you know what? Just a little behind the scenes. I said, look, I don't think we need to explain what I'm about to say. I think I'll take it as far up to the line as I need to take it. I don't know that we need to jump in and add any more color to it. But now these two are deadpan just staring at me. I'm not saying a word.
The two of them
are staring at me like I'm not saying anything. You can participate.
No,
this was had to be a monologue. But Pete's on stage. Somebody yells out something about it.
Okay.
Pete, referring to Ari. Everything is huge to her. Somebody yelled out Kate Beckinsale. He just smiled and said, yes. So good.
That's
for you.
Fantastic.
So Pete Davidson's bouncing back.
Yes.
That's good.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so what are we doing on this game again?
So you're going to guess the hit TV show by the character's first names.
You any good at this, little Jess?
Probably not.
Who's on the phone?
Amy Peller of Centennial Hills.
Amy Peller, you any good at this game?
I hope so.
I might smash this game.
You think that you're going to be really good at it?
I'm great at this game.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble then.
Depending on what the shows are.
So it's going to be just hit TV shows that were number one in the ratings at some point during their run.
Okay, hang on. So Lil Jess, I'll make a scoreboard. Lil Jess and Amy and Chad. Okay, ready.
Okay, so just shout.
So how do we buzz in?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to buzz in? Just give it one of your buzzers. Go, Jet.
yell your name out. So I'll just yell it out. Chad.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
How do you?
Lil Jess.
Amy.
Amy.
Good. Okay. Ready?
Okay. Daphne. Roz.
Scooby-Doo.
Lil Jess.
Chet.
Chet first, since you actually
buzzed. No, it was me.
Lil Jess buzzed in.
Oh, darn. Friends, I was going to say, but you said Daphne.
Yeah. No. Is it my turn?
Go for it, Chet.
Thank you. Frasier.
Frasier.
Duh.
On the board. Duh. Yeah. Daphne, Roz, and Niles were the three.
You said stars.
These are hit TV shows.
Right. You said the stars of the TV shows.
Characters.
The characters,
yeah.
Not stars.
No, the characters in the show.
Adjust my mindset then.
Okay. Sookie, Bill, and Eric.
Chet. True Blood.
Good job. You are really good at this game.
You know what? I'm going to bow out. I'm going to bow out of this game.
Oh, no. Don't go anywhere. Okay, ready?
What are we playing to?
To play to five.
How about you play for Amy?
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Yeah, play for what? Amy. That would be amazing.
I don't want to.
I like that idea.
I don't want to jump straight to the end here. Amy's winning regardless. I don't want to blow the ending.
Awesome.
I don't want to blow the ending of this story. Amy's winning tickets anyway.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so we just play.
But Amy, please try.
Okay, it's about
bragging rights.
No matter
now.
What happened, like,
okay.
Because Lil Jess, you can't get them, and I can't get them. So she's gonna win anyway.
Okay, you can save me making a fool of myself on the radio.
No. You got this.
No, we absolutely expect you to make a fool out of yourself on the radio. That's
great. Okay, part of, let's
we
do it.
We get paid to do it every day.
Okay.
You ready for another one?
No.
I'm ready.
Amy, I have all the confidence in you right now. Joey, Jen, and Pacey.
I have no idea.
You all look so confused.
I don't know.
Joey Here's Potter, Jen.
Oh, yeah, because that'll help. Saying the last names. That show is. Chet. What does that call it? Show called One Tree Hill?
No, it is not One Tree Hill. Along those lines, though.
Yeah, no, it's close.
Take a guess, Lil Jess?
What's the other one?
Like a Riverdale?
James Vanderbeek. Does that help?
Yeah, hang on. Chet. Two Tree Hill.
No, Dawson's Creek is what we were looking at. Dawson's Creek.
I couldn't watch that
I couldn't remember it. You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that show? I was a nighttime disc jockey when it was on. So I never saw that show. I'm very well aware of it. That's why I knew the Pacey and the James Vanderbeek and all that. The other one, the One Tree Hill was the other one.
Yeah.
Came after it.
One Tree Hill was Chad Michael Murray. Murray.
Murray.
I always do that.
So I'm up to,
yeah.
Amy's got none and Lil Jess got none. Go ahead.
Claire, Jay, and Cameron.
Ah, this game sucks.
Lil Jess.
So bad.
Lil Jess.
Silver Spoon.
Chet. Monday Night Football. No.
Amy, do you care to take a guess?
Say Sports Center.
I have no idea.
What is it?
It's Modern Family.
Oh. Dang, I should have got that one.
Yeah, you know what? We all probably should have. Do you watch that show?
I love Modern Family, yeah.
Here's what's funny.
I love that show, too.
No, and do you really?
I do.
Don't love it enough.
All right, winner take all on this one. Ready? And then we'll be done.
Okay.
Amy. And yes. Amy. Luke.
Yeah, wait, why does Amy?
Because I'm cheering for Amy to win. Luke.
Okay.
Lorelai.
Chet. Oh, wait, you said Lorelai. Damn it. Is it 90210?
No, it's not.
Oh, no, I was thinking Luke Perry.
not characters. Luke, Lorelai, and Rory.
She just said not characters.
Lil Jess.
Characters.
Riverdale.
Is it Riverdale?
No.
Riverdale?
You guys are not good at this game.
No, this game sucks.
No, it's Netflix.
This game sucks so bad.
The only Lorelai I've ever known in any show is Gilmore Girls. You guys aren't.
You didn't
good
even
at this
let.
Game.
You didn't let.
Sorry, Amy. Do you want to take a guess?
Amy, guess.
No, I think I'm good, but I think I need to watch more TV.
She already just said the name of it. Just say Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
she just said,
I'm trying to think of what you just said. Riverdale? No.
Yes. You know what? It's Riverdale. You're right.
Riverdale. Yay!
Did you just say Gilmore Girls? You're the winner! Congratulations. Yeah, this game is awful. You know who's not awful, though? Daniel Tosh.
No, I love Daniel Tosh.
Well, good. Then you'll love going to see him for free on Friday, Yay! February 1st at the Mirage. Congratulations.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's really funny. Kayla and I were just talking off the air about Chris Pratt and the Schwarzenegger
Catherine
daughter. Yes. They got engaged. They've been dating for 7 months, and Kayla believes it's too soon.
I think it is too soon.
Too soon.
Fresh off a divorce from, what was her name? It's so bad, it's escaping me right now.
Whatever. Fresh off a divorce.
Yeah, fresh off a divorce. This was, and not that Catherine is a rebound girl, but this is the first girl he started seeing right after he got divorced.
Now it's even bugging me even more because I'm like, We went to different schools together. She had my old baseball
Anna
coach.
Ferris.
Anna Ferris. She had my old baseball coach as a science teacher.
Ah.
Years later. Oh. I'm much younger than she is. but why? So then what's an appropriate amount of time? Or does he have to, or is he not able to find love right away?
I just don't think it's wise to jump into, you have a child, think about your child, like to jump into marriage again, just literally within a year after you divorced your ex, it's that you have a child with. I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking too much about the child.
What's the appropriate amount of time?
At least a year. At least. So I would think.
So hold it off for another 5 months.
Yeah.
Even though nothing, I don't know if you're aware of this, because I know this whole idea of marriage, nothing really changes. It's a piece of paper. But I mean, or at least in my experience, nothing really changes.
I wouldn't know. I've never been married, so I don't know.
You're essentially married now. You're living with Buddy. You share stuff.
But if he decides to leave me one day?
You've remodeled, broken, and put back together a closet together.
Yes. No, we're essentially that way. It's just we don't have a piece of paper that tethers us together like
sure,
that. So
legally.
So if we just want to get up and go one day, just do
it. Sure, you had a prenup, you could do the same thing.
Yeah. It's just one of those things that I do feel like it's too soon with Chris Pratt and them. I realize that Anna Faris jumped back into it like almost immediately and he took a little bit of time. But within a year of you getting divorced and like you have a child, I don't know,
too
it feels icky.
Well, just too soon?
I think it's too soon.
There's something icky about it, right? Like, okay, it just,
so I don't know if there's something icky. I'd say 2 years.
Two years?
Yeah. Because it's like a job. The first 90 days, you're really just dating somebody's representative. And then, I mean, if you're going to travel, do a project together within that year, then you've probably seen each other at each other's worst moments, then fine. But I'd say two.
But if you know you're in love?
Love, that ain't always.
Love ain't gonna change. If you're really truly, if this is your soulmate and you're really truly in love, love ain't gonna change. Then why not just put off that ring a little bit longer?
Why wait? What's the difference?
You got to think about your kid. You want to disrespect your kid.
How does that disrespect a kid?
It feels like that way to me. Like you're just like you're.
But you're not basing it on anything. You're just going, this is how I feel, and I appreciate how you feel. I do. I appreciate that, and that's good. And I ask Kayla all the time. I said, I want to know how you feel about it, and. But I mean, when I say how you feel, I want to know how it affects you on a passion level. But what?
I would never get engaged after 7 months.
Why do you feel this way? You'd never get engaged, period.
This is true. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I don't know. I feel like he's dismissing his old life. And that
he is. This is what you do when you break up. You dismiss your old life. You move on to a new life.
Yep.
Of course you're dismissing it.
I don't know. 7 months just seems fast to me. So I disapprove of their marriage.
If he waited until June, then that would feel better to you.
Yes.
It's been a year.
Definitely.
Ding. Like the timer goes off. The cookies are done.
Yep.
Let's get married.
It would feel better to me.
And then it's okay.
Yeah.
And little Jess, you're 2 years.
I'd say 2 years, yeah. Especially with my son, I feel like I gave enough time to see how he is with me, how he is with my son, and the both of us together. All three of us, I mean. Yeah.
What if the kid glommed onto her right away? We don't know that. What if the kid glommed onto her right away? What if she tearfully said, "Daddy, why won't you marry Catherine?"
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he did.
How do you know it didn't?
How do you know it did?
I don't. But you're so quick to dismiss that idea. How? I mean, why is it so certain that it would happen one way but not the other?
I don't know. No answer to that.
Well, I vote for love, and all of you people have. All of you people who say, "I choose love and you don't choose this," shame on you. That's it? Nothing? No. All right, then fine. I guess we're done with that. 1, 2, 3.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm going to tell you straight up right now, the only reason I'm putting this call on the air is because they've called as Jessica Lombardo, and it's a dude. Jessica Lombardo popped up. We were talking about people's alter egos the other day. And one girl used Jessica Lombardo as a fake name for years. And so if you meet a guy in a bar and you're not sure how you feel about him yet.
Yeah, your alias is Jessica.
You want to get rid of him? She called herself Jessica Lombardo. So we said, well, anytime you don't want to use your real name from now on, just call yourself Jessica Lombardo and we'll know. And the crazy part about it is I think people just want to be Jessica Lombardo. We're talking about Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger getting engaged. Kayla thinks it's too soon. After just 7 months, I choose to believe in love. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Good if you're gonna be Jessica, you've got to answer. You've got to answer when we call you by name.
Hey, this is Jessica Lombardo.
Yes, it is. That's Hello. Why I called you Jessica Lombardo. So what was your thought on this whole thing about Chris Pratt?
Well, Kayla, just because they're engaged doesn't mean they're going to get married tomorrow. I mean, they could take a year and get married. And the whole thing is they're taking it to that next level, right? So they want to make sure, hey, I'm not wasting your time. I'm serious about this. That way they're both on the same page. And they could wait a year or 2 years or however long they need to. But they're both on that same level, and they understand what's in the future.
I realize that, but when are you married?
I am, and I waited 7 years before I got engaged.
How long before did you like get the ring and start planning out how you were going to propose and all that?
I'd say about 5 years.
Do you like, you bought the ring? That's what I'm saying is in 7 months, sometime in that swing, he bought this ring and decided that he was going to propose and do all that. If it was any time earlier than 7 months, it's like, okay, well then you knew then that you wanted to get married. And I feel like that's just so quick after
so
getting
late.
Divorced.
Now
you're figuring
late.
Out who you are after your divorce and all of this stuff. Well, like you're going
how
through.
How does all of this fit into some mathematical equation? Do we all have to be the same?
No, we don't all have to be the same.
Well, so then what's wrong with him doing 7 months?
I just feel like it's too soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let Jessica speak.
We're listening, Jessica.
It's not A squared equals B squared equals C squared. If they just want to take it to that next level, they did that. Hopefully they'll wait until, you know, they make sure, like everybody said, you travel, you do projects or things, so you really get to know them. I agree. If it's too soon, it's too soon. But if you've been together with somebody day and night for 6-7 months, you probably know them by then.
Listen, Hollywood people—they're not like us. Hollywood people do things differently. Weird, you know.
Yeah,
they're not normal people.
All I know is if they don't give it a good chunk of time, I'll probably put a date on this relationship when it breaks up. Like if they get engaged within a year,
you've already decided to.
No, if they get engaged within the next year, I agree with you, Jess. That
Thank
if
you, Jessica.
If they
Goodbye.
If they wait over a year, then maybe they can make it. But if they get married in the next couple of months, I'm telling you that relationship's not going to make it.
Okay, so you're so. If we're going to put this into A squared plus B squared equals C squared terms, so is there a total length of time that you must spend before the engagement? So what is the time from meeting somebody to when you can marry them?
2 years.
So, okay. So, and what you're saying is it has to be a year of relationship and a year of engagement.
Yes, minimum.
So what if I did? You are a funny duck. So if you, so if you're Chris Pratt now, so what you're saying is, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is then Chris Pratt, who's now gotten engaged after 7 months, if he now waits 17 months, if it is a 17-month engagement, nearly a year and a half, then that's okay, and the relationship will be just fine.
Yes.
Because they've let that marinate just long enough.
They've got to know each, they got the know each other phase out of the way, so that's better. I feel like in 7 months, you really just, you haven't cracked all, like you haven't seen everything that that person can offer. I'm...
Well, if nothing else, I believe we have our final exam question for later on today.
Okay, what is it?
Well, their relationships have to last 2 years before you can get married.
Got it.
That according to Kayla's mathematical formula of romance, you know what? There's two answers. How long? How long do you have? What's the second one?
And then Kayla's mathematical, I don't know how you're going to phrase it.
But... What's Kayla's mathematical formula for time spent between meeting until you get married? That's at least 2 years. And the second question will be, but what does Chet believe in? And the answer is love.
Okay.
No, we'll get that. You guys are scribbling furiously in there. We're not even to that point yet. We got a big fat bribe code word coming up in 15 minutes.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Waking you. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
So two movies got talk of having sequels done to them, about them. Two sequels talked about this weekend. One got a whole bunch of pub, and the other one didn't get a whole bunch of pub. Coming to America, Eddie Murphy movie, back in the day, 90s.
Oh, great movie.
90s? 90s for Coming to America?
I want to say 80s. I don't know,
though. Could be 80s. Late 80s?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Late 80s.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. Old school movie, Coming to America. Sequel. Are you excited? Kayla. Oh,
I'm so excited. I love Coming to America.
Lil Jess.
I'm ready for it.
But I'm curious at how they'll do it. That's the thing that I'm like, are you going to do it 30 years in the future and they're...
Well, that's what a sequel is.
And now she's the queen.
Okay, now that you've thought that out and now that you've said that out loud, are you excited?
Yeah.
No. Leave well enough alone.
Really?
Yes, really.
What are you hesitating about on this?
Because it's fine. It was fine. The movie that they did was great. Do I need to see the continuing adventures of McDowell's Burgers?
I mean, maybe.
This is what I'm saying. I don't.
It's so hard to picture. Like, is the barbershop still there? Like, what? You know, what's happening?
You're
exactly
making my argument for me. I'm just saying.
I just love the idea. It does scare me a little bit because sequels are, you know, notorious for being terrible.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Just because I loved it doesn't mean I need to see more of it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see it now, especially with everything that's going on with Coming to America.
Oh, interesting. Political side of things. I mean,
what?
No, but it's,
other than the words, other than the three words, Coming to America. Yeah. Oh, so you're saying like maybe the king goes back home for a visit and then he tries to come back to New York and they won't let him in?
Yeah.
One good one.
Still sounds like it sucks. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't think everything needs to be remade or have a sequel or whatever.
I agree with you on that.
I don't think everything needs to. Okay, what about this? Apparently, there's been talk for a while now, and they're actually thinking about it, doing a sequel to The Social Network, doing a follow-up of The Social Network.
Can I tell you?
Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah,
and the story of Facebook. So take that, do that movie again, and tell the behind-the-scenes story of things that have happened with Facebook moving forward since then. That's a lot more interesting to me than
the growth
than,
of it, yeah,
than trotting Eddie Murphy back out there and getting, and John, I'd like to see John Amos get work, but John Amos was the guy who played McDowell.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him get work, but more interesting.
I would find Coming to America more more interesting than The Social Network, mainly because I don't think I've ever seen Social Network all the way through in one sitting. I've seen the whole thing just in pieces.
See, Social Network for me is like Shawshank.
If
it comes on, I'm watching it. I think it is.
Oh, really?
I think literally over the holidays, it popped on. I sat and my wife was like, again? She did. She walked in and was amused. She was like, again? Really? You're watching that movie? Truth. And then you see different things in it that you didn't realize. Like the girl from Stanford, Justin Timberlake plays the guy who did Napster. And then he hooks up with some co-ed, supposedly, some Stanford co-ed. Guess who plays the Stanford co-ed?
Who?
Dakota Johnson.
Oh, really?
Oh, now you're interested.
Okay.
Commercial free till at least 9:45 and a big fat bribe code word coming up next. Plus, in case you missed it a minute ago, we'll get you all caught up for the final exam coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Chris Harkins of Sky Canyon.
Hey, Chris, what's your buzzer going to be?
Beep, beep.
Excellent. Contestant number two?
Holly Schilling of Henderson.
I don't know why that was so hard for me to get out. And contestant number two, please. Holly, what's your buzzer going to be?
Wowza.
Question number one, Kayla.
Who's catching a ton of backlash?
Okay, wait. Before we start the game. Chris, why is your car so loud?
I don't know.
All right.
Let me fix it.
Well, that's way better. Whatever you just did, that's way better. All right, contestant number
okay.
one. Question number one.
So who's catching a lot of backlash after somewhat backing R. Kelly and saying, you know, whatever happened, happened, man. Was it Drake, DJ Khaled, or French Montana?
Wowza.
Well, that sounded like Holly to me.
DJ Khaled?
Was it DJ Khaled? No, it was not.
Chris, was it Drake or French Montana?
French Montana.
Was it French Montana? Yes. And by the way, you need to hear this because, like, really, dude, are you familiar with what we're actually talking about? They're French.
Had their legendary moments, man. I feel like they did Michael Jackson like that. They did R. Kelly like that. All the greats went down like that, man. Let somebody enjoy their legacy, man. Whatever happened, happened, man.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever happened, happened. You're talking about messing with kids.
Mm. That's not okay.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I don't share French's view.
Mm-hmm.
It is one zip. Chris, heading to question number two.
So a brown egg just became the most liked picture on Instagram. Which Kardashian did it pass to become number one? Kylie, Kim, or Khloe?
Wowza.
Holly.
Kylie.
Was it Kylie? Sure was. We're tied at one, so that just makes this really easy. For the all-important third and final question, it's worth one big game-winning point.
So congrats to Katherine Schwarzenegger and whom on their new engagement? Was it Bradley Cooper, Chris Pine, or Chris Pratt?
Chris for the steal and the win.
Chris Pratt.
What is happening?
What is going on in your car, Chris?
I have no idea. I'm just driving. Chris Pratt.
Is that your car, Holly?
I don't think so.
It sounds like a kid is playing
like
with the
sounds like a kid who's playing with something.
Yeah.
No?
No, I don't have anyone in my car but me.
Holly?
Oh, that's my car. Oh, that is my car. I didn't hear it. I'm so used to it. It's my steering wheel.
Oh. Wow,
that I would get that checked out if I were you.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. And play the big fat bribe.
Yeah, and by the way, Chris wins. Holly, I'm really sorry. I would get myself to your nearest mechanic.
No, it's normal. It's cold.
Fair enough.
All right. Every year it does it.
Well, have a great day. Thanks so much for playing. All right, we'll see you. Hey, Chris, congratulations. We have for you lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie. I was like, did I already give that away too? No, we're good. Lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie. Two smoothies, two sides, two sandwiches, and the title of today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
You believe God is the woman.
This kind of goes along with the randoms, the press release that was just sent to us within the hour. Breaking news. Warner Brothers Pictures' Aquaman crosses the $1 billion mark worldwide.
Already?
Did you see it? Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
No, I have not seen it.
No, I have not seen it yet. The plan is to see it in the next two weeks.
I'll wait till on demand.
Of course.
I'll wait. There's very little that we'll want to go see it. Like, we're mad that we didn't get to go see Creed 2. In the theater,
and I heard it was so good.
Yeah, but now that I can't see it at downtown Summerlin. By the way, I don't live in the good part of Summerlin. I live, you know, like
the rejected part. Of
I live in old Summerlin.
Oh my god,
old Summerlin.
No, he does. He lives in a neighborhood like literally all the neighborhoods around him have gates. He's like the only neighborhood there that doesn't have a gate.
Truth.
I never knew there was an old Summerlin or a rejected.
There's
Summerlin.
Older. Oh no, my favorite are the people that live down by Buffalo, or no, Buffalo and Lake Mead. Oh, I live in Summerlin. Really? Where? Buffalo and Lake Mead. All right, technically.
Yes, but...
Yeah. No, oh, no, we're barely inside the gate.
Ha!
No, trust me. We're barely there. We're next to the freeway. How good could it be?
No.
But the fact of the matter is that if it's not close by, if it's not in, like, every theater, then I'm like, okay, I can wait. So I figured that's probably what we'll do with Aquaman. But it just crossed over $1 billion. That's pretty cool.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jet Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
And you guys are going to have to help me decide, because these seem pretty mediocre to me. There's a vault in Denmark, although this one's good. There's a vault in Denmark under Lego's headquarters, which I didn't even know were in Denmark, but that's where Lego is headquartered, has a copy of every single Lego set that has ever been made.
I would pay anything to see that.
Same. I've got some sets I'd like to put back together
for
my son.
Do you go to Legoland?
I have not been to Legoland yet.
Well, do that first.
Giant nerd for Legos. My mom kept all of my Legos growing. They're still at my parents' house.
Well, then why do you keep going to California and not going to Legoland?
I know. I'm dropping the ball.
I know a guy that can get you a ticket. Legoland?
Yep. 3 times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Worth it?
For my son, yes, absolutely.
I have no desire.
You can build things at Legoland,
right?
I'm a grown
man, no kids.
Yeah.
So, the most expensive restaurant in the world is called Sublimotion, and it's in the Hard Rock Hotel in Ibiza. The average price per check, around $2,000 per person.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. Can't imagine anything being that good.
No.
Sorry. No. Honey. There's a place in town that serves amazing scallops, but it's $19 for the scallop plate, but there's 2 scallops on it. And I'm like,
you're out.
I love it. It's so good, but I can't justify paying it again.
In the movie Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey got paid 140 times more than Jeff Daniels. But Jim Carrey was a big star right then. Jeff Daniels, Jim Carrey got $7 million. Daniels got $50,000.
Whoa.
I'd be so mad.
Why?
I don't know, the idea that, like, you literally have the same, you guys have the same role. Like, you guys are at star quality.
But they weren't. And they weren't star quality. Jim Carrey was a much bigger star. And by the way, Jeff Daniels, nobody forced him.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, Jeff Daniels could have gone, I bet Carrey's making a lot more than $50,000.
And, you know, that kind of shocks me, because I always thought women had that problem. But it's interesting, Jim Carrey made more than.
That's a different problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a different problem.
Yeah.
That's
a huge difference.
For another show and probably on another station. About 1.9% of the land in America is covered in grass, which would make grass our biggest crop in finger quotes, air quotes, by far.
Oh, okay.
We grow more grass than we grow anything else.
Interesting.
But only 1.9% of the land in our country, which is kind of weird. And only two silent films have ever won Best Picture. Wings won it at the very first Oscars in 1929, and then The Artist, 83 years later in 2012.
Still haven't seen that movie. I heard it's amazing. I just still haven't watched it.
Well, that one you can watch on demand.
It's that time.
Oh, my God.
Here's 98.5 KLUC's Big Fat Bribe code word of the hour.
Your code word is type. T-Y-P-E. Type. Text that word to 72881 for your chance.
Type. Like in the old days, we used to have to type stuff.
Yes.
Type. Because I know there's going to be somebody out there that's going to go, hey, what'd you just did you say? Type?
No, type.
Type.
T-Y-P-E. Type. Text it to 72881 for your chance at $1,000.
Wanted to be very clear on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I needed this so bad right now.
Text that code word to 72881 and good luck. Message and data rates apply. We will text you back to confirm entry. Brought to you by 98.5.
K-L-Q-C.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Kayla wants to go first.
Mainly because mine, it's, you might think it's lame. For me, it's super important to thank this person, my boyfriend buddy, because this weekend I'm the one that wanted to redo our closet months and months ago, and I did it and I felt really good about it, but I didn't get the right pieces and it started falling down.
In her defense, Kayla knew that the minute she put it up that she might be in danger.
Yes.
She did. And I apologize because I truly wanted to kind of make a bit out of this where I would ask her on Mondays, that closet still standing? Because you were worried. And you didn't, you used the drywall anchors, but they weren't big enough to hold.
They were like the cheapy plastic ones that don't have like the anchor into the wall. They go in, but they're not like super
secure. Well, they're small ones.
Yeah.
And you can't put that much weight on them.
Exactly.
And what you really should do is affix the thing to the stud, but that's not always an option.
So anyway, it came down a couple of days ago. He's been putting up with it ever since, and mainly it happened on his side of the closet, which is funny to me. But we went through, fixed it all, and I know for a fact, I know it's shocking to believe, guys, that I can be kind of a pain in the butt when dealing with stuff like that in the closet.
Define.
The fact that I get frustrated because one of the studs will break and I go, oh, and I want to give up on everything. And like, and then he's like, it's okay. We're good. I'm like, it's not okay. It's the end of the world.
And as we talked about earlier, let's be honest. You're directing the show.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Unfortunately,
you're telling him what to do and he's doing it.
So thank you, buddy, for putting up with me all weekend. Now, I've checked the closet multiple times. It is perfectly good to go. So today, buddy, you is.
Yeah, God bless you, bro.
The greatest person in the world.
Lil Jazz, go ahead.
All right. So it was confirmed joining Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl halftime show is Travis Scott and Big Boy of Outkast. Now, Travis Scott agreed to join the gig on one condition: that the NFL make a $500,000 donation to the rapper's charity of choice.
$500,000 what?
Dollars.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. So I just thought that was amazing of him to not just be thinking of himself. So, Travis Scott, you is.
Here's what's cool about that.
The greatest person in the world.
The fact of the matter is they don't get paid at all.
Yeah, Super Bowl halftimes don't get paid, that's amazing.
That's even better.
The artists don't get paid. So it was smart that he went, okay, look, I know you're not paying me, but somebody's got to get something out of this. It's not bad.
I like it.
At one point, I thought that it just maybe should be Snoop Dogg for the fantastic play-by-play that he did for the LA Kings. Mm-hmm. No, you're not familiar?
I have not heard this.
You know what? I'm so bad. I really should have had some ready. He just, he keeps telling guys because the Kings are on the power play, and he's like, and they won't shoot. And he keeps going, who wants to get that money? Get that money. It's pretty good. You'll find it. Just go Snoop Dogg hockey play-by-play.
Okay.
It'll show up. I thought about doing that. I thought there were a number of things out there that were funny. Britney Spears, 20th anniversary.
That's incredible,
Of that debut album. That could be amazing, too. But really, I think it's got to be. So you heard about Snowmageddon back in the Midwest,
yes,
right? Where all of a sudden the Midwest got like a foot of snow and everybody was having trouble and it was just, you know, it was like, oh my God, it's crazy. Well, there was one guy who turns out to be homeless, that was just kind of driving down the road and noticing people that were, you know, having trouble getting through the snow, and he started pulling people out. Well, one of the people that he pulled out is a guy who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, who would not have gotten to his playoff game had this guy not rescued him.
No way.
So the guy, the Kansas City Chiefs guy, goes, "Hey, man, listen, we're going to win today. I'm telling you, we are going to win today. I will get you tickets," because I can't get you tickets for today's game. It's too soon.
Yeah.
"But I will get you tickets for the AFC championship game." The guy says, "All right, cool." Well, then they part ways, and he realizes he has no way to find this guy or get a hold of him. So he takes to social media and tells the local media, "I got to find this guy." They end up tracking this dude down, and the player is coming through on his promise to give him AFC championship tickets. And it's just good all the way around.
That's awesome.
And I would tell you the name of the player, but I can't find the story again. And I literally had it 15 seconds ago, and then I went to go look for something else, and I come back and it's gone.
No, but that's amazing. It's like a twofer, because we're going to promise you that we're going to win today, and I'm going to get you tickets for the next one. That's awesome.
They moved it. It was one of the Chiefs' offensive linemen. His name is Jeff Allen. So, found the guy. Guy's name is Dave. So way to go, Dave, and way to go, Jeff Allen of the Kansas City Chiefs. You both, in your own way, are
the greatest person
in the world.
Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Erica Galejo of North Las Vegas.
Oh, Erica. This is a two. It's a two-parter today. So using Kayla's mathematical formula and referring to Chris Pratt's engagement, how long should, because she thinks Chris Pratt way too soon. 7 months, way
too quick.
Too soon. What is the minimum amount of time that you must endure a relationship before you can get engaged?
At least 2 years.
That was a little Jess.
2 years.
Kayla said at least a year.
At least 2 years, a year of engagement, a year of...
Right, but at least a year until you can get engaged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right? And then I say, screw your science. I prefer to believe in what?
Love.
I believe in love. I believe in love.
You can maintain love and not be married for 2 years, so...
And you can mind your own... Let people do the... Hey, Audrey Lee, make a hand signal. How many months were you and your boy together before he... Years? 4 years.
Yeah.
Damn it. I really
smart
thought
woman.
You were going to back me up on this
You're
one. Never
smart
mind.
Lady.
So you're Team Kayla on that one? Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? You think Chris Pratt too soon? You and I communicate so well without even speaking. So amazing. All right, fine. Two shirts for you. Congratulations. Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you for representing proudly and making us look good.
Yes.
And as always, seriously, thank you so much for listening. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow, PR.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.